go ahead and call the meeting to order. Yes, no? What's that? So I'll start with roll call. Cindy.
Here.
Marlene.
Here.
Kim.
Here.
Jim.
Here.
Heather.
Here.
Joe.
Here.
And I'm here, Jared. Approval of the agenda for August 28, 2025.
Agenda?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Approval of the July 24 hospital board minutes.
Approve the agenda, the agenda for today, right?
We did the agenda, now we're talking about
last week's.
This is Cindy and I'll second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Do we have any visitors' comments?
None.
Board member comments?
The only comment that I would make is I know we had a perceived emergency situation in this last week, and it was a good wake-up call. The borough really needs to revise their emergency plan. I believe it was last updated in 2010. I have been helping look through it. It is very outdated. It even refers to Alaska statute and some websites, pages that don't exist anymore. And I would encourage the hospital to lean on the borough a little bit. I really think it's time that we get that updated and get partners together to make sure that we have a document that actually would help us in an emergency if we have one.
Any other comments? Committee reports, resource.
We reviewed financials, which continue to show strong operations. We're operating under the new budget that was approved in July. And summer is typically a busy time. We're seeing an increase in emergency visits, even a bit above what's typical. There continue to be some patients waiting for a space in long-term care as well. Expenses are running a bit below budget despite the timing of annual doctor bonuses and the addition of utilities coming online at the new work building. Those utility costs are expected to increase as the building becomes fully occupied. Overall, a drop in contract labor offsets some of the other costs, so we came out looking okay. Annual insurance premiums were paid in June, as was the resolution to the state's issues with their pension program, and that was their problem, not ours. Both were reflected in the financial statement. We should end August in a more favorable position than July now that these two things are behind us. And of note is that we've had contract negotiations with Primera Blue Cross Blue Shield and are working with Aetna. And on the grant side, August was a bit of a challenge in that the state had made some computer program changes which delayed payments to us for some grants. We were able to avoid late fees on some payments with vendors by doing some negotiating. And it was another good month for investments, though there are indications in the future that that could potentially change. We're working on the next logical phases of the new hospital construction, and there will be focus on long-term care. We're thinking in terms of a hospital campus versus a partially funded building that's intended to house everything. And we are also finishing up the certificate of need paperwork. We'll be doing an update of the facilities need assessment for the current hospital building. And our grant writer will be pursuing training and potential options for rural professional housing.
Thank you, Cindy. Any questions on that? LTC?
Long-term care met. This is Marlene. And it was a work session to review the inspection that had just occurred. So periodically, the state and federal authorities come to inspect. They come totally unannounced and waltz in, and they're there to look high and low into everything, patient care, facility, the tiniest little regulations. I think all the staff at long-term care needs to feel very, very proud of the care that they give and how hard the inspectors have to look to find any tiny little thing that they can put on their checklist that they want to see any changes made. They never find any. They just don't see anything that really is pertinent to the kind of care that our residents are getting. They interview the residents while they're there too as well. And that was it.
Thank you. Any questions for Marlene? Joe?
Yeah, no, I don't have any questions. Oh. But I attended the long-term care meeting in July, and I wasn't at the last meeting to report out about it, but I could do that now if you'd like, Chair.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Okay. So in July 16th, the long-term care committee met, went over action items, including the active policy list, talked about the progress made on that, how it's close to completion. We went over the polypharmacy reduction project, which removed a lot of unused medications. And we talked about long-term care medication reconciliation, which at that meeting was determined to be resolved. Went over several reports, just a couple. Phil went over the incidents. There were very few. Report from the chief nursing officer and infection control discussed influenza A and the measures that were taken to prevent the spread and that they were effective. Therapy rehab report talked about the work on trying to find an occupational therapist. And that's what I have from July.
CAH.
This is Joe again. I attended the Critical Access Hospital Committee meeting on the same day. And we went over some general updates from Phil on the generator issues, went over several action items, talked about the sewer line plan and an agreement with Bettysworth North to do a facility assessment, talked about some Cerner training planned for September. And we talked again about the active policy list and table of contents were sent to managers for comment. Went over a few reports. The incidents were down from June, or down in June from May, and there are only a couple incidents thus far in July. Skilled nursing report talked about an immunization program that had been initiated. And yeah, those are kind of the highlights.
Joe, any questions for Joe? Thank you. Moving on to reports. Information technology by Jill. Were there any questions regarding that report? Thank you, Jill, for that report. Materials management by Melva. Questions regarding that report? Thank you for that report. Medical records. Him for that report. Nursing. By Jennifer. Yes, Joe.
I appreciated the update on the CNA training, and that's some really good news there. I thought with three that are now new CNAs that are now certified, and it sounds like the next class starts in September. And that's really great news. I guess I hope we're already hearing about people who are gonna be taking that class in September. So I appreciated the update there. Thank you. Small class. Small class. Okay.
Any other comments on that report?
I was just going to say kudos as well. I'm excited that we are providing that opportunity and that people are taking advantage of it. Even if they don't get into healthcare, they have an eye as to what goes on in the hospital and can share that with others. And I think that's really important.
Thank you, Jennifer, for that report. Report by Alice. Any questions or comments regarding that report?
Glad that we have people working weekends now that can devote themselves to the activities.
Thank you, Alice, for that report. New facility. Any questions, comments regarding the new facility report?
I apologize for continuing to speak up, but I've had a couple chances to be in the work building in the last week or two. Staff is clearly enjoying the space. It looks like it's working out well for everybody, and it's kind of fun to see how that's all progressing. So Matt Powick was leading me around and showing me my initial view, got to see the MRI and everything before people had actually moved into offices, but now folks are occupying that space and it looks like it's working really well.
And Justin, did you have anything to add to that report?
No, I just wanted to kind of give an update on the extension through Wellness Drive to Excel. We did get all of the permitting completed for that.
You're really quiet right now. We can't barely hear you.
Oh, okay. Let's see here. Is that any better? Can you guys hear me now?
Not a lot.
I need to turn the mic up.
Okay, sorry about that.
Oh, there you go.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, sorry. Apologize. So I just wanted to give an update on the extension of the Wellness Drive to Excel, the planned excavation and replacement fill to continue that and have the full drive through there. We have negotiated with the contractor on pricing. We have it in the budget to continue that work. It was originally reserved. And so now we're going to be proceeding forward with that. Probably the first week of September. So everything's going pretty well on that side. And then on the work end of things, you can probably notice if you're driving around there that we had reserved originally for just to make sure that everything was good with the budget on the retaining wall towards the hospital. And so with the positive outcome of the work to this point, we were able to complete that. And you can see they're probably poured a footer for that. And then over the next couple weeks, they'll be forming up that wall and then doing a pour on that as well. And at the same time, there's going to be a delineation fence from the new work building over to the future hospital site. It'll have black privacy screening so that, you know, it kind of creates like a finished space. And then also for future construction, it creates separation. And with the Excel Road, Excel Wellness Drive tie-in, future access to that site can be basically separation between the new facility and future construction. So kind of just planning for the future and utilizing the existing funds in the grant to push us as far as we can forward on that project.
Any questions for Justin? Thank you. for that report.
Thank you.
Infection prevention? Questions on that report or comments? Thank you for that report, Rachel. Which brings us to executive summary.
Okay. This is Phil. So my report's included. It's been pretty busy month of August. We're mostly focused on the work building and transitioning and what I would call sort of soft opening of the different departments occupying that space. Spent a lot of time providing tours to local media, you know, Petersburg Pilot, KFSK, did on PMC Live as well today. And our PR, Julie Walker, has been getting information out there. Internally, we've been meeting with staff, and so we're setting up a scheduled Friday afternoon meeting for all the staff in the work building just to have a discussion, establish any, if there's any issues, what the process is. So just working through some of those workflows and processes as we occupy the building. It's pretty exciting. I'm so glad that it's not the full campus or the full hospital. It really gives us an opportunity to work through some issues as we go live with the building. Everything from IT. IT's been working nonstop. Facilities has been working nonstop. Really establishing some of those processes as we occupy the building. From the public side, the community space, the computer room is not yet live. We're still working on getting that together and getting a schedule out. And we'll have more information going forward to the community related to that. The MRI, the certificate of need, we're still waiting. They had just only a couple of questions back to us related to that, and working through that process and submitting the answers to those with our contractor that's helping with that CON. So that's still moving forward, and that's great. So a lot of excitement around it, but also it's not without its challenges. You know, certainly going back and forth between campuses is challenging, just having separate spaces. So really working on communication between our staff and really just letting staff know where I am also during the day is something I'm focused on. So otherwise, I put down some dates or some meetings that we had. We had a couple of tours. We had the SEPA meeting. The board was here in Petersburg this time, and we had an opportunity to provide a tour to the whole SEPA board. That was here. It was really nice, nice discussion, and they invited us to their luncheon later that day. So just had the opportunity to do that. On the same day, we had a visitor with the CEO of the Alaska Hospital and Healthcare Association, Jared Kosin, come in. He hasn't been to Petersburg before, and I quote, he said it was the best place in Southeast. He thought it was wonderful. And, you know, so I think he had a good time while he was here. Fortunately, the weather was excellent. let's see, what else is going on? From the patient side, volumes are pretty stable. No significant changes. I think on financials, Jason will talk a little bit about stats. We're a little bit low on the swing bed and inpatient side, but that's coming off of such a high amount consecutively over the last number of months, or almost a year and a half. So, but the ER has been super busy, you know, as we expect with the summer months. So there's been some of the normal things related to patient care. Our clinics, our specialty clinics, ENT is coming in September 2nd. So that's Dr. Raster. We have we had optometry clinic in August. Again, Dr. Kapp is here. And dermatology, Cameron French is returning in mid-September, which is great, seeing some of those returning. We're working on Scope Clinic, trying to finalize some of those processes or some of the logistics around that. And then I've got a call out to ophthalmology and ortho. Those are a couple of ones we're kind of working on a little bit. I included the RFI in the packet, and as you all know, the healthcare transformation fund to each of the states. There's a really aggressive turnaround time with that. The state has to put a plan together, and they opened the RFI to the state for healthcare from the state in early August, and with Katie, if Katie's on, she did an amazing job turning around the proposal, put a proposal together. I included it in that packet to the state. It was very thorough, very well done. A lot of the programs that we are already doing, in addition to the capital infrastructure, which is the facility. And as Cindy mentioned, the plan really is to focus on the logical next phase and looking at the long-term care as a separate building on the campus, and so that we can continue with our phased approach on our site, which more to come on that as we go forward. So hopefully that'll be met with some positivity and some results. In August, Bettysworth North was here. We had Bettysworth come in and do a facility assessment for our existing facility, and so we'll have a report an updated report related to that later, hopefully in a month or so once we finalize that. And that's the same report that JYL did in 2015. So we want to get an updated report related to the existing facility. I think that's it. Any questions for me?
I had a question. Dr. Morgan, does he know his departure date?
It's in November.
Okay.
Yeah, so middle of November.
Got it.
And we're recruiting for a new physician as we speak, yep.
Any other comments for Phil? Thanks, Phil. Financials.
Yeah, I'll just touch some highlights. Cindy did an excellent job at recapping the resource committee meeting.
Jason, you're a little weak.
Can you hear me?
There, that's a little better, yes.
Okay, I'll just speak up a little bit. So sorry about that. So Cindy did an excellent job of covering the highlights, recapping the resource committee meeting. So I'll just go through a few points here on the financial statements. We'll go through statistics first. So clinic visits, just a little bit lighter than they were a year ago at 790 visits compared to 833. Radiology procedures, pretty close to the prior year at 253. Lab tests down just a little bit, about 100 exams from the prior year. Rehab services down a little bit. Home health visits are up quite a bit. Emergency visits, typically in the summer months, we hit around 90, sometimes 100. And in this case, in July, we hit 102 emergency department visits. Hospital days, 12. Last year, we did 34, so it's down a little bit. And swing bed services, 54. Last year, we did about 113. And coming down to the long-term care facility, so 426 in July compared to 372, so that's up. So you kind of summarize it. Some things are up, but just a little light as compared to the prior year. But the prior year was a very busy year. So I'm not concerned at all at those volumes. We're just comparing against a very strong year last year. Looking at our gross revenues, you can see we're just barely under budget, $2,730,000. Compared to a budget of 2,770,000, so 40,000 below. Contractual adjustments, the percentage is the same. We do have a little higher bad debt expense as compared to budget, as compared to prior year. And then we have you know, the grants in that kind of area, the 340B is a little higher than budgeted, and grant revenues 30,000 above what we expected there. So total operating revenues are just under budget by 73,000. Looking at our total expenses, they are under budget by 6,648. There was a little higher payroll expense due to some bonuses that were paid due to volumes and things, longevity. And so the operating income for the organization is 98,000, a little shy, 67,000 shy of our budget. But I really just want to emphasize, this is the first month that we're in the new building, and we have all been a little worried in doing a campus project. Would we be able to pay for it? And so far, this, you know, the very first month that we're showing depreciation expense, some utility expense there, we are covering those costs. And remember, the cost of the construction was through a grant, so there we don't have any interest fees or things of that nature. And here in a few months, we will start showing that a change in our contractual allowance, given that these additional costs are impacting favorably our cost report. But we're going to wait and see and when we receive the completion of the certificate of need. So still some grant funds that are coming through as we wrap up the construction of the work building, work on a couple of other things. So 1.3, almost 1.4 million showing in non-operating or capital grants. So positive bottom line. As Cindy indicated, our cash in our general operating account went down a little bit because we pay our insurance premiums in July of every year. And so that's about 300,000. So that went down, but still total cash is looking very good. When you look at 2.9 is in our cash account and our short-term investments. And then in our long-term investments, we are sitting at, let's see, where'd that go? We're sitting at 4.5 million in that category. So very good. And accounts payable, it's all caught up. A little bit of accounts payable to deal with the construction. So just a couple highlights. I like a little statistics down here. So if we look at our days cash on hand, dropped to 98 previous year ago, or previous period, previous year, probably July, June, the end of June, 117. So we're down because we paid those insurance premiums, but that will rebound. Gross days in ER, 82. We're still working with our new team and striving to break through that barrier and get down into the 70s. That we have days in accounts payable are sitting at 26. Looking very good with regards to a lot of our balance sheet indicators in terms of good financial health. So excited about all these things. And as I think Phil mentioned it, if I understood what he was saying, we've got this one big beautiful bill. I call it Obamacare. And it has a fund in it called the Rural Healthcare Stabilization and Transformation Fund, about $1 billion going to each state. It's a $50 billion fund. And so as we look back in the industry, if we look at the history of the industry, back in 2012 through 2018, hospitals received funds to implement electronic medical records. And then from 2020 to 2025, they receive funds to deal with the public health emergency of COVID. And this happens. Medicare, in most cases, underpays hospitals by about 5% due to sequestration. But they do it intentionally because they want hospitals to be hungry. And then they put out special projects that they want those hospitals to do, and it forces them to do those projects. Sounds very familiar, right, with regards to government. And so, you know, we all did the electronic medical records and we all supported COVID. And the new program was that Rural Healthcare Stabilization and Transformation. And so over the next 5 years, probably starting sometime early 2026, those will have a clearer understanding of what those requirements are. It's based on a plan that's prepared and submitted by the state. And I just have to give kudos to the board, to Phil and everyone for having a vision and being shovel ready. I think there will be very substantial grants made available in that program, and we are positioned well to be able to apply for and to receive those funds. Any questions on the financials?
Seeing none, thank you for the report.
You're welcome.
Looks like next meeting is scheduled for September 25th. Does that work for everyone?
I may have to call in. I will not be in state.
That's very late. And okay, so September 25th. Do I have a motion to go into executive session?
May I speak?
The time for speaking has passed. That's at the very beginning of the meeting.
I'm just going to submit this invoice.
He submitted up. We're here. Over here.
Okay. Here's your bill.
Yeah, I would like to make a motion to go into executive session. To consider medical staff appointments, reappointments, and discuss any legal concerns and conduct the CEO annual evaluation.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.